Hey everyone, it's Mo here from Beacon, and here's your latest update from across the charity. We've got lots to share with you this week, so let's get started. First of all, we'd like to say a big thank you to everyone for your patience and understanding while we installed our new till system across our charity shops across the past 2 weeks. The upgrade has now been completed, and we really appreciate your support while the work was taking place. With the recent spell of hot weather, we've also been sharing some important advice about protecting your eyes. On Saturday, the 27th of June, it marked National Sunglasses Day, reminding us that sunglasses aren't just a fashion accessory, but play an important role in protecting our eyes from harmful UV rays. Whether you're out for a walk, relaxing in the garden, or spending time with family and friends, it's always worth wearing good quality sunglasses and taking care of your eye health. To help with this, we've also shared a standalone audio update called Eye Health: How UV Rays Can Affect Your Eyes, taken from one of our recent Talking News editions. The update explains how bright sunlight can affect your eyes, why UV protection matters, and how Beacon sight loss advisors can help you try wraparound filter glasses to make spending time outdoor more comfortable and fun. If you haven't listened yet, we'd highly recommend you to give it a listen and share it with anyone you think might find it useful. Speaking of exciting things, England are doing us proud at the World Cup, and it's been brilliant to see Hales Owen's very own Morgan Rogers representing his country on the world stage. If you're in his hometown, why not pop into one of our Beacon charity shops on Hagley Street? You'll find plenty of great, amazing bargains while helping to support people living with sight loss across our local community. For blind and partially sighted football fans, don't forget that you can also follow every World Cup match using the free FIFA audio description app. The app provides live descriptive commentary, bringing every tackle, pass and goal to life, making the match more accessible and enjoyable for everyone. Last weekend, our lifestyle team had the fantastic pleasure of attending the Treacle Fair. Kim and Jess spent the afternoon talking to visitors about Beacon services and the support we provide to people living with sight loss. There was lots of interest in our sight loss simulation glasses, with children and adults alike getting the chance to experience firsthand how different eye conditions can affect vision. Beacon members' beautiful handmade ceramics were also on sale, alongside some delicious cupcakes, with every penny raised helping us continue to support people living with sight loss across the Black Country. A huge thank you to everyone who stopped by our stand, including representatives from West Midlands Police and local MP Mike Wood. It was lovely to meet so many amazing people throughout the day. We were also delighted to attend the Health and Wellbeing Carnival at Hindley Hall as part of the Armed Forces Day celebrations. Beacon sight loss advisor Pete, along with University of Wolverhampton occupational therapy placement students Justine and Lauren, had a brilliant time meeting members of the local community. More than 360 people visited our stand, where they had the chance to find out more about Beacon services, ask questions, and even have a go on our popular Spin the Wheel game to win amazing prizes. A huge thank you to everyone who came along and the Dudley NHS Foundation Trust for organizing such a fantastic event. We love being part of the day. Thank you. Now for a quick reminder about Beacon's Refashion Show, which is happening Thursday, the 9th of July. It promises to be a fantastic evening celebrating sustainable fashion, community spirit, and some amazing pre-loved outfits from across our 7 charity shops. As well as the catwalk show, there will be a special pop-up shop featuring some incredible fashion finds, including lots of brand new clothing, still with the tags on. There'll also be some fantastic prizes up for grabs, including our Golden Sea giveaway, a £20 Bow Boutique voucher. Most importantly, every ticket sold helps raise vital funds so Beacon can continue supporting people living with sight loss across the Black Country. If you haven't booked yet, there's still time, and we'd love to see you there. And tickets can be bought on the night as well, with doors opening at 6:30 p.m. and the show starting at 7 p.m. at the Lighthouse Restaurant in the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, WV4 6AZ. To find out more or to book, please call 01902 880111, or you can email inquiries@beaconvision.org. But be quick. Next up, looking ahead to next week, don't forget that we have the Vision Zone 2026, which is taking place here at Beacon Centre on Thursday the 16th of July from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m, organised by Optelec. The free event brings together a range of organisations specialising in sight loss, assistive technology and support services, giving visitors the chance to explore the latest equipment, ask questions and speak to experts in a relaxed and friendly environment. Representatives from Optelec, the City of Wolverhampton Council, ORCAM, Food Cycle, Blind Veterans UK, Synaptic, Guide Dogs and Beacon will all be there. There's no need to book for this free event. If you or a family member or someone you support is living with sight loss, do come along and say hello. Parking is available outside the centre as well. Finally, we'd just like to say a huge thank you to everyone who nominated Beacon in the Benefact Group Movement for Good Community Special Draw. We were overwhelmed by the support from our wonderful community, and we're incredibly grateful to everyone who took the time to nominate us and share the campaign with family and friends. Your support means so much to us, and we will keep you updated when we hear the outcome. Fingers crossed that we have secured the £5,000. That's it for this week. Join me again next week, where we'll have even more exciting updates from across Beacon. But until then, goodbye.